Office of the President, the Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration and Member of Parliament for Tatale, Secretary to the President and officials of the Presidency, newly sworn members of the Governing Council of the National African Peer Review Mechanism, fellow Ghanaians, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome all of you to Jubilee House, the seat of our nation's presidency. A few moments ago, I swore into office the members of the Governing Council of the National African Peer Review Mechanism. They are persons who have distinguished themselves in their various fields of endeavor and are thus eminently qualified to serve on the Council. I'm confident that in Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, Mr. Richard Quayson, Mr. Samuel Ekwuemoi Asare, Mr. Lord Mansfield Bedu, Mrs. Gifty Afeni Dadze, the Honorable Kathleen Kota Yinsu, and Mr. David Asante Apietu, we have the men and women who can discharge the mandate of their new appointment satisfactorily. And I congratulate each and every one of you. Ladies and gentlemen, the African Peer Review Mechanism, APRM, was adopted by member states of the African Union within the framework of the New Partnership for Africa's Development, NEPAD, as a self-monitoring tool. The APRM is a vehicle for sharing experiences, reinforcing best practices, identifying deficiencies, and assessing capacity building needs to foster policies, standards, and practices that lead to political stability, high economic growth, sustainable development, and accelerated regional and continental integration. Ghana's role in the APRM has been pivotal since its inception. Following Ghana's accession to the APRM, a National African Peer Review Mechanism Council was established and inaugurated in 2004 to provide the needed oversight for the implementation of the APRM process in the country. The Country Review Report and its Program of Action, which became a reference document for good governance, was aligned to the National Development Framework back in 2005 and funded by the national budget. Indeed, we fulfilled our primary mandate through the conduct of the first ever country self-assessment. Under the leadership of the second president of Ghana's Fourth Republic, His Excellency John Ajikum Kufuor, Ghana became the first country to offer to be peer-reviewed in 2006 at the AU summit in Khartoum, Sudan, and continues to contribute to the APRM process on the continent. Ghana's contribution to the APRM includes the Innovative District Oversight Committee to localize the APRM practice. It continues to attract interest on the continent, and we have welcomed many national governing councils from a number of member states, as well as delegations from the Pan-African Parliament and the European Union, who have embarked on experience-sharing visits to Ghana. Ghana is personally committed to the African Peer Review Mechanism to which she acceded, and is determined to submit herself to a second review. The realization of this will mean that Ghana is able to join others on the continent who have undertaken their second reviews. I want to assure the Governing Council of government's determination to ensure that this is done, so our country can continue to maintain and strengthen its status as a trailblazer of good governance in West Africa. The independence and political neutrality of Ghana's Governing Council are crucial to the successful execution of its mandate. A ch- charge all of you to remain independent, professional, and dedicated to the objectives of the APRN in assessing and reviewing governance under the four thematic areas of democracy and political governance, economic governance and management, corporate governance, and broad-based sustainable socio-economic development. Notwithstanding the challenges of insufficient budgetary allocation and office accommodation, I applaud the Council for the work it has done so far and assure you that these deficiencies will be soon addressed. I've been informed of the process currently ongoing for the enactment of an enabling Act of Parliament for the Council, which I hope can be expedited. Ghana, despite her enviable position within the APRN, has never been represented on the African Peer Review Panel. This is a charge I'm putting before you, distinguished members of the Council. Demonstrate to the continent once again Ghana's worth and capability by getting her onto the APRP. Accordingly, ladies and gentlemen, I have the singular pleasure and honor to declare the new members of the Governing Council of the National African Peer Review Mechanism duly sworn in. May God bless the Ghana Governing Council of the National African Peer Review Mechanism and us all. And may God bless our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong. And thank you for your attention.